Wow. I couldn't have seen this coming. In the last couple of weeks, the world has changed. The way people interact has changed. The way people buy goods and services has changed. And e-commerce is never going to be the same. So a lot of e-commerce owners are small business owners. And you have employees to pay. You have expenses to pay. You have vendors to pay. You have your overhead, your inventory, and everything else. So how can you get through this time and come out through the other end stronger? So today we'll go over some tips to help you grow your e-commerce business and remain stable through these uncertain times and get stronger at the end. I know that a lot of you are worried about the economy, are worried about sales coming through, and are worried about how to pay your employees and your expenses coming up. We'll try to give you some tips and suggestions on how you can not only maintain a strong, stable business, but come out at the other end stronger and have a stronger e-commerce business altogether. So with the shelter at home in place, there's kind of a couple different categories of products online right now. You have the essential items. Those items are your basic home good items such as food, canned goods, water, toilet paper, toiletries, and those are obviously selling off the shelves. People can't really go to the store. They're avoiding going to the store. And so they're looking to online, such as Amazon and Instacarts and Walmart, to buy those things online. And obviously those stores are not having any problems getting orders in. They're having more problems actually fulfilling those orders. So we're not going to really cover those items as much today. The second category is your non-essential items, but those items that are still very useful during times of quarantine like this. That those items are things such as workout equipment, things such as home office equipment, such as stand-up desk and software to help you work remotely, board games, and even guns and ammunition. Those items are still peaking right now because of the quarantine and the unstable environment. If you were a store owner that was more of a brick and mortar and now trying to switch to online, this would be a good time, especially if you sold those type of products, to make sure you're ramping up your stores and getting ready to help fill that demand. And the third category is your non-essential items, those items that are more of your everyday goods, but that aren't necessarily needed during a quarantine time, such as clothes and jewelry and makeup and fashion items, shoes, your everyday items that you typically would be buying. But during this time of instability, people are kind of holding back and holding their money tight. And so a lot of you guys are worried about continuing having an income stream and seeing some decline in sales. We'll go over some tips for you guys definitely today on how you can keep your business stable and work through these uncertain times. One thing to remember is that we're all in this together. So for us to keep a good economy, we have to help each other out. We have to try to help other small businesses out. We have to make sure that we're keeping a positive attitude and that we're trying to support our fellow neighbors, our fellow business owners. So when we go through these tips and suggestions, try to help your other neighborhoods and other service workers and do your part in the community to keep businesses going and operating. So the first tip is to offer gift cards. Gift cards right now, even if you don't necessarily need items such as clothing or jewelry, you will need those in the future. So remind your customers to say, hey, this is a time that we need cash flow and you like our brand. Please come buy a gift card from us and consider that. A lot of people right now are thinking about small business owners and they are willing to help you out. But you have to remind them that you do have these. And if you don't have gift cards on your site, consider offering them. Also, consider giving a discount for people that do buy gift cards from your site. Say, hey, if you buy $100 of gift cards from us, we'll give you a 10% discount. If you buy $500 of gift cards, you get a 20% discount. This will give them even a more incentive of going ahead and buying those gift cards because they know that when Valentine's comes up or Christmas comes up or anniversaries or they just need something, that they'll have that gift card ready and it will already have that discount in place. So it'll give them even a better reason to go ahead and make that purchase on those gift cards, and it gives you a little bit more cash to support your business through these uncertain times. Number two is consider doing charities and give backs. especially if you have a high margin item and you want to start seeing some cash flow coming through your business, consider saying, hey, we're going to give to this charity or we're going to give to this cause, especially at these uncertain times where other people are hurting. Find a cause that you can stand behind and say, hey, if you buy these items, we'll give, you know, 10-20% of the proceeds to these charities to help give back in our way too. Once again, it's about keeping business moving and giving to other people that are in needs in these times as well. So consider doing a gift card as a way to promote your business, but also to give back to the community as well. Number three, you know, ask for support. If you're needing support and you have loyal customers, be transparent about it. Say, hey, here's our team. We need your support at this time. If you liked our products and goods and services, this is the time to come and buy a piece of jewelry or to buy some clothing from us or to buy that thing that you've been wanting to help support our team so that we can be around for you in a year and 2 years from now. So if you are struggling and you do want to keep your employees and you don't want to do layoffs, be transparent to your customers. They are likely, you know, there to help you as well, but you need to be open and honest with them so they know that you need that help. A lot of people don't realize how bad business owners are struggling right now. And if you're transparent with your customers, there's more likely they're going to just come and help you out. Number four, social media and live streams. With the day and age of everything going on right now, a lot of people are glued to their phones, they're glued to social media, they're glued to the news. So get in front of them, do a live stream, be positive, do a demonstration about your product, do a live stream about maybe how you make your products better, do a Q&A session, do anything that can kind of get in front of your customers, remind them that you're there. Also, it can be a positive thing for your customers to take a break from the news. They're stuck at home. They need an outlet. So you can be there for them. You can, you know, kind of cut through some of the mundane news that, you know, is getting everybody down and do something positive on social media and interact with your customers while they can't come in the store and see you. Do something, you know, on these platforms that everybody's already on and get in front of your customers. Number five is email marketing. A lot of people forget about this, but email is still a very powerful tool and a way to reach your customers and send them, you know, product updates and send them all these other things we've been talking about as far as gift cards and charities and other items on sale, or just even a reminder of, hey, look, we're still here and here's some of our products that we offer. You know, is there anything that you need right now? Be in communication with your customers, but email marketing is a great way to do that. And don't forget about that, especially if you've already built a list over the years. And number six is keep your customers informed. During this time of quarantine, there's a lot of businesses selling out of goods or not able to ship as fast. The more information you can provide your customers, the more likely they'll feel comfortable making a purchase with you. So if you have plenty of stock, let your customers know that. If it's taking you 2 days to ship your products, let your customers know that. If it's taking you 2 weeks, tell them that too. But the more information you can give your customers, the more likely they'll feel confident with buying from you, especially if there is a little bit of a delay. If you can just be transparent with them, then let them know that that's happening. Also, a lot of customers don't realize if businesses are still operating normally. So if you are operating normally and you can ship next day, let them know that. Be vocal about it. Put it on your product page. Put it on your homepage. Make a banner. But be vocal about it. Add it in your newsletter. Add it on your social media. The more information, the better, especially in times like this. Number seven is this is a great time to ask for product reviews, for testimonials. Your customers are sitting at home. A lot of them don't have as much to do. They can't get out of the house. So this is the time to engage with your customers. If you're looking to get some more reviews and to get some video testimonials, to get, you know, a Facebook post or Instagram post, ask your customers. They're likely sitting at home with some free time on their hands. And if you have some loyal customers, this will be a great time to incentivize them to come and leave a testimonial or review about your product. You can do a competition that could add some virality to it. So think about engaging in your audience more and not less in this time period. Push into it, get some more feedback from your customers, get some excitement. And, you know, we're all in this together. So let's just, you know, work together on becoming better in general. And so if there, this is a time that you want to start working on getting some better testimonials and reviews, and reach out to your customers and see if they'll work with you on that kind of stuff. Number 8, clean house and get on top of your shit. This is a great time to go through your website and make better product descriptions. If you have employees that are sitting around twiddling their thumbs, make some better product fit photos and videos. Increase your content. Make a blog post. This is a time where you can go clean house, clean up inventory. There's a lot of things I'm sure you've been meaning to get around to, but you've been too busy. So if this is a lag for you, take some time to make your website better, to make your home office better, to clean house a little bit. When this all goes away, which we will get through this. This is a great time to clean house and to make your site better, so that when we are through this, that you have a better store online, you have better content. So take this lull, if you are having one, to get better and get stronger. Number 9 is have a positive mindset. Once again, we're all in this together. Don't forget that. Try to stay positive. Let's get through this together. Be transparent. Ask for help. But in general, let's just try to stay positive and know that there will be an end to this pandemic, and that COVID-19 won't last forever, and that we're here for you. Your community's here for you. Reach out to people. Talk to your employees. I think that we just have to all realize that we're in this together, and that we'll get through this. We'll get through the next stage. Try to stay strong, try to stay positive. So anyways, that's all we have today. I would love to hear your comments about any other tips and suggestions you'd have for store owners. If you are a store owner and you are doing some of these things or other things that you'd like to let people know, please comment below. We'd love to add more tips to this and try to help your other store owners that are struggling right now to help generate more business so they can support their employees. Anyways, if you like this content today, make sure to subscribe to our channel and like this video, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks, guys. See you. Bye.